Good morning.
Chú Sàn.
How many of you were here yesterday morning?
咁你哋当中有几多个系寻日朝喺度噶
？So how many of you did your homework last night?
咁寻晚边个系有做功课噶
？Nobody.
冇啊，冇人做功课啊。
Who can tell me what the homework was you were supposed to do?
咁有冇人可以话俾我听咧？我要你哋做嗰啲功课系咩功课啊？咩话？读晒整本旧约 ，read all the Old Testament， 跟住咧 ，what else？ 揾乜嘢神嘅话语啊
？What？
咩啊？They said read all the Old Testament and find God's word, but it is not exactly.
Yes, not exactly. You had to read the Old Testament.
嗱，你要睇旧约圣经啦。
And see how many times it referred to itself as the Word of God.
同埋要去睇下到底有几多次咧，佢话到自己咧系神嘅说话。
And the answer is.
咁我答案就系。3,800
I counted them last night.
我昨晚数嘅。
There's actually over 3,800.
其实系超过3,800次添啊。
Anyway, that was yesterday.
咁咧就啊，呢个系昨日嘅。
I'm sorry. Yesterday, I. Spoke too long, and we didn't have any discussion.
咁就唔好意思啦，因为寻日朝早咧，我就讲得比较耐咗少少，咁所以咧就冇咗一个小组讨论嘅时间。
So today I will speak even quicker, and we'll have discussion.
咁我今日咧就会讲得更加快啲，咁等我哋咧就会有讨论时间。
Today we're looking at thirsting for righteousness or satisfied with milk.
今日咧，我哋就会睇下渴求公义，定系只系满足于吃奶。
The two things are not exactly opposite, but they're two things I want to look at.
呢两样嘢咧就唔系话相反嘅，但系咧今日我就系想睇下呢两样嘢啦。
We're looking at two passages of scripture. You can see them on the screen.
咁咧，我哋就要睇下喺荧光幕上面打出嚟嘅嗰两段经文。
We're really looking at that which helps us or that which prevents us growing in righteousness.
咁我哋要睇下咧，系有啲咩嘢咧系会帮助到我哋，同埋有啲咩咧系会阻碍到我哋咧系喺公义上面去长进嘅。
It also tells us how to be fulfilled and satisfied in life, or how to miss out.
咁同埋咧，亦都系教我哋咧点样可以令到我哋生命咧系变得好好满足啦。定系咧就变得好空虚、好失落咁嘅。
So first we're going to look at Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6.
咁首先咧，我哋就睇下马太福音第五章嘅六节。
Which simply says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled."
咁就系饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
So point one, first, blessed are those who hunger and thirst.
第一句咧就系饥渴慕义的人有福了。
The word blessed, Greek word makarios, means most happy.
咁有福了嘅意思咧系指最快乐嘅咁解。
People in the world are looking for happiness.
咁人类咧喺世界咧都系要寻找快乐啦。
In this passage in Matthew chapter 5, we're given eight reasons, eight ways in which to be happy.
咁喺马太福音嘅第五章咧，就教咗我哋有八个方法可以点样咧系快乐嘅。
I'm going to look at another of them tonight.
咁我哋今晚咧又会再睇下其他。
Some of you look as if you could do with a touch of happiness.
咁我哋当中有啲人咧都好想系得到快乐，系咪
？Yeah. Smile at me.
咁就向我笑下啦。
Thank you.
多谢啊，多谢你哋啊。
Okay. So, most happy are those who hunger and thirst.
咁最快乐嗰啲人咧，就系嗰啲饥渴慕义嘅人啦。
I once heard a preacher use this phrase: a holy discontent with the way things are.
咁有一位嘅讲道嘅传道者咧，佢曾经咁样讲咧，就咁样去形容嘅，对事情嘅现况系感到神圣嘅不满。
The word holy is important.
神圣呢个字咧系非常之重要嘅。
A discontent with because it's given to us by God.
因为这些是神所给我们，所以如果不能够有一种神圣在这里，就永远都是觉得不满足的。
I hope you are not satisfied with your Christian life.
我希望你对自己的基督徒生命并不感到满足。
Because as soon as you're satisfied, you begin to decline.
因为当你如果觉得很满足的话，你就会开始衰退的了。
Unless you're moving forward,Unless you're wanting more, unless you have a hunger and thirst for something different, you'll start to go back.
除非咧，你係要繼續去前進啦。除非咧，你係飢渴無疑，好想自己有繼續嘅長進啦。如果唔係咧，你就會漸漸後退噶啦。
So blessed are those who hunger and thirst.
所以咧，飢渴無疑嘅人有福啦。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
嗰啲。对公义饥渴慕义的人呢有福了。
It is God who has placed in our heart a hunger and thirst for something more.
是神呢将这种的饥渴慕义呢更大的饥渴慕义呢放在我们的心里面的。
And unless you fulfill that hunger and thirst with the things of God, you will never ever be satisfied.
除非呢你将那些饥渴慕义呢是用一些属神的事情去将它装满，如果不是你永远都不会感到满足的。
People fill their lives with business success.
那人类呢就将自己的生命呢就用什么去充满呢，例如是事业上的成功啦。
Some people look for satisfaction in sexual exploits.
又或者是在性方面啦。
Others in sport or in drugs.
又或者是毒品啊、药物啊嗰啲啦。
A wide range of things。
咁有好多好多嘅嘢嘅。
But that inner longing remains。
咁但系咧，其实喺里边嗰种嘅空虚同埋渴求咧，依然系喺度嘅。
Isaiah puts it like this in chapter 55 and verse 2。
以赛亚书55章嘅第二节咧，就咁样去形容啦。
Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Hearken diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance.
咁我读出嚟啦。你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
Even Christians are guilty of spending our money for that which is not bread.
其实呢基督徒呢大家都仍然会有一个问题呢，就是将我们金钱呢就摆在一些并不是真正是食物的东西上面的。
In other words, filling our lives with those things that cannot really satisfy.
即是说呢将我们的生命呢是用一些根本不能够真正满足我们的东西呢来去装满它。
So let me ask you this morning, what are you hungry for?
咁所以今朝我就想问下你啦。咁你到底系饥渴慕义啲乜嘢咧
？What are you thirsty for?
你系对啲咩嘢而感到好口渴咧，好饥饿咧
？And how hungry or thirsty are you for it?
咁你对于呢啲嘢嗰个嘅饥饿同埋嗰个嘅口渴咧，系有几大嘅程度咧
？Hungering and thirsting after righteousness is more than just feeling.There's something missing in my life.
饥渴慕义不是单单只是觉得我的生命里面好像缺乏了一些东西一样。
It is something that is all consuming.
而是一些令到你更加觉得你里面除非有这样东西，如果不是你没办法可以得到满足，里面都仍然是觉得很空的。
The Olympic Games have started in England.
在英国呢，这个奥运会就开始了。
In 2 weeks' time, Kath and I are going to the Olympic Games.
咁喺两个星期之后咧，我同我太太咧就会去睇呢个奥运会。
You're impressed, aren't you?
咁大家咧都会觉得哇好好啊，系嘛，可以去睇奥运。
Our daughter went on the internet and bought tickets for every event she could get a ticket for.
咁原哦，我個女咧就上去呢個互聯網嗰度咧，就即係幫大家咧就買呢一個奧運嘅門票啊。
So we're going to watch handball。
咁我哋咧就會睇手球嘅比賽。
Which I have never seen in my life before。
咁其實咧，我係即係成世人都未睇過呢個手球嘅比賽。
And volleyball and things, but anyway, we're going to the Olympics。
咁又或者睇排球，但係唔緊要啦。總之我哋就去睇奧運啦。
Now you know that these athletes in the Olympics have been preparing for this event for years。
咁你大家都知道啦，呢啲奧運嘅健兒啊，啲運動員啊，佢哋咧準備自己係準備咗好多年㗎。
When my daughter was 10 years old, she had a friend at school who was a good swimmer.
咁我女咧就喺读紧书嘅时候咧，就大概十岁啦。咁佢学校嗰度有个同学咧，佢游水好好嘅。
She thought that one day she would swim in the Olympics.
咁佢就谂咧，终有一日咧，我会喺奥运会嗰度咧游水嘅。
So every morning before school, she would go to the swimming pool.
咁所以每一朝早翻学之前咧，佢都会去游泳池嘅。
This is 10 years old.
咁佢嗰陣時只係十歲啫。
She would swim, I think, for 2 hours before she went to school.
咁佢會喺翻學之前咧係游水兩個鐘頭。
And when she finished school, guess where she went?
咁佢放咗學，你估佢游去邊咧
？The swimming pool to swim again for another 2 hours.
又去游泳池嗰度游兩個鐘頭水。
Of course, weekends, Saturday and Sunday, she didn't go to school.
咁咧就星期六、星期日佢就唔需要翻學啦。
So guess where she went?
咁你估下佢又会去边度啊
？Because the whole of her spare time was filled with swimming and swimming and swimming and swimming.
因为佢所有嘅空闲时间咧，全部都系被游水、游水、游水呢样嘢所充满晒嘅。
But she never made it to the Olympics.
但系咧，佢却冇成为咗奥运选手。
She wasn't that good.
佢又唔系叻到嗰个程度。
But it seemed for a year or two in her life, all she did was eat, sleep, and swim.
咁所以，但系其实佢喺呢一段嘅日子里边咧，佢所做嘅嘢就系瞓觉、游水、瞓觉、游水咁啦。
That's the kind of effort people put into getting a goal, fulfilling a dream.
咁嗰啲嘅运动员咧，每一个心里边咧都会有一种嘅渴望咧，就系要去赢取呢一个嘅奖牌嘅。
And that's the kind of determination you must put into.Hungering and thirsting after righteousness.
咁呢个咧就系嗰种嘅渴求啦。你要将呢一种渴求放喺心里边嚟到渴求秉行公义。
I suspect that you and I don't really know what it's like to be thirsty.
咁我谂我哋大家咧都唔知道我哋应该对于啲乜嘢嘢咧或者系点样样先系个好饥渴好口渴啊好肚饿嗰种嘅情况。
Imagine a man in the desert thirsting for water.
咁咧就我哋想象下有一个人咧喺沙漠嗰度咧，佢就好渴求有啲水饮。
Took me a long time to go into the desert and take that photograph, so I hope you appreciate it.
咁我希望大家会好欣赏呢幅相啦，因为我咧就行咗好远嘅路咧，就走去沙漠嗰度就影翻嚟嘅。
I did it just for you.
我就系专登为咗你哋而做嘅。
If I said right now, "Oh, I'm thirsty,"
如果我而家话啊，我好口渴啊
，All I have to do is take the top off the bottle and have a drink.
咁我所需要做嘅就系打开个樽盖饮水咯。
And if I said I was hungry, some kind person would immediately bring me something to eat because you're kind like that.
咁如果我觉得肚饿嘅话，咁我咪就系去揾人嚟到揾啲嘢俾我食啦，咁样。
But in Bible times, people lived in these kind of desert places, and to get water was sometimes extremely difficult.
咁但喺圣经嘅时代咧，嗰啲人咧，有啲人系会住喺一啲好似咁样嘅沙漠嗰度，咁所以要去揾食物或者系揾食水咧，系非常之困难嘅。
They really knew what it was to be thirsty.
咁所以佢哋好知道咧，点样先至系真系叫口渴啊
？They really knew what it was to be hungry.
佢哋好知道咧，点样先至真系叫做肚饿
？Now look at this picture and imagine that's you.
咁你望住呢一幅图画啦，你想象下呢一个就系你自己啦。
What do you think you're crying out?
咁你估下你会喺度喊叫紧啲乜嘢嘢咧
？Are you shouting out?I want water.
你会唔会喺度嗌我想要水啊
？Or are you shouting out, "I want water and a house"?
定系你会话我想要水同埋一间屋
Are you shouting out, I want water and a Mercedes car?
定係咧，我想要水同埋要一架Benz 嘅車。
Are you shouting out, I want water and some new clothes?
定係你會話我想要水同埋一啲新衫。
No, all that matters is water. I need water.
咁梗係唔係啊？你所想要嘅就只係水啦。我需要水，我需要水啊。
And when you're at that place, nothing else matters.
咁喺嗰個情況之下咧，其他乜嘢嘢都係變咗唔重要噶啦。
So think about what it is to thirst.
咁所以你諗下咧，到底口渴係點樣嘅
？And then secondly, as my second point.
咁我嘅第二点啦，跟住。
Just remember, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
饥渴慕义嘅人有福啦，因为他们必得饱足。
They shall be satisfied. Make righteousness your passion, and you will be satisfied.
将公义咧成为你嘅激情，咁你就会被满足噶啦。
We've talked about righteousness over the last few days. If we make that our passion, then God will satisfy. God will quench our thirst.
咁我哋喺过去几日咧都讲紧秉行公义啦。如果你将公义成为我哋嘅渴求嘅话咧，神咧就会喺呢方面咧系帮助我哋同埋满足我哋啦。
I read somewhere that it's never too late to change your diet.
我咧就曾经睇过一啲书啦，咁咧就话到咧，如果你要改变你嗰个食谱啊，就永远都唔会太迟嘅。
So let me ask you to give me a show of hands.
咁咧就请大家举下手啊吓。
How many people here intend to eat tomorrow?
咁有几多人咧谂住听日咧系会食嘢嘅，就举手啦。
Okay, how many people here intend to drink tomorrow?
咁我哋有几多人咧谂住听日咧都系会饮嘢嘅？举手。
Oh, good.
咁啊，几好喎。
That's all of us.
咁我哋全部都会。
Then let me suggest you think about changing your diet slightly.
咁咧就让我咧向大家建议咧，我哋稍微改下我哋嘅食谱。
You can.Eat your rice, your noodles, or whatever you want to eat.
你可以食饭啦，食面啦，或者任何你喜欢食嘅嘢。
You can drink whatever your Coke or whatever you want to drink.
咁你可以饮可乐啦，或者饮一啲你喜欢嘅嘢啦。
But why don't you have a new diet that says, "I hunger and thirst for righteousness"?
咁你会唔会咧系有一个新嘅食谱咧，就系话俾自己听咧，我系饥渴慕义，我对呢个公义咧系。极度嘅饥渴。
I will be satisfied with nothing less than walking in righteousness.
我咧将唔会被任何其他嘢满足嘅，除非系呢个秉行公义。
Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you."
耶稣就话啦，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
And whatever else you hunger for in life, if you put God first, if you put His kingdom first, if you put His righteousness first, then you'll be satisfied in every area of your life.
所以咧，你喺生命里边咧，无论你系有啲咩渴求都好啦。如果你将神嘅国同埋神嘅义都系放喺首位嘅话咧，神都会喺呢啲事情上面咧系满足你嘅。
The key to growing in righteousness is to develop a hunger and a thirst for it.
咁我哋能够喺公义上面长进嗰个嘅约时咧，就系我哋需要咧去饥渴慕义。
The key to growing in righteousness is to seek first God, His kingdom, and His righteousness.
喺秉行公义上面长进嗰个嘅约时咧，就系要先求他的国同埋他的义。
Okay, I don't have any time to say any more about that. You'll have to go away and think about it yourself.
咁所以咧，我哋咧经常咧都要去喺呢啲事情上面咧不断咁去反省同埋思考。
Because I want to compare that thought.With a passage in the book of Hebrews.
咁因为咧，我想将呢一种嘅思想咧，同希伯来书嘅一段嘅经文咧，去作一个比较。
It's from the end of Hebrews chapter 5 to the beginning of Hebrews chapter 6.
咁就係由希伯來書嘅五章十一節去到六章三節嗰度嘅。
It's quite a long passage, but we'll read it in.
咁呢個係一段幾長嘅經文啦，咁我就會為大家讀啦。希伯來書五章十一節到六章三節，我們有好些話並且難以解明，因為你們聽不進去。看你們學習的功夫本該作師傅，誰知還得有人將神聖言小學的開端另教導你們，並且成了那必須吃奶不能吃乾糧的人。凡只能吃奶的都不熟練仁義的道理，因為他是嬰孩，唯獨長大成人的才能吃乾糧。還有，他們的心竅練習得通達，就能分辨好歹了。所以我們應當離開基督道理的開端，竭力進到完全的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死行，信靠神，各樣洗禮、按手之禮、死人復活，以及永遠的審判，各樣教訓。神若許我們，我們必如此行。
Thank you. I realize I haven't put a phrase up on a separate PowerPoint. So, Rebecca, can we go back one slide, please?
咁啊，请梁牧师翻翻去前面嗰张。
If you look at verse 13.
咁如果我哋睇第十三节
，which says, "For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe."
凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
The phrase "the word of righteousness" refers again to the scriptures.
呢度咧就话仁义嘅嗰啲嘅道理咧，其实咧就系指圣经。
These are produced to bring us to righteousness.
呢本书咧系做出嚟咧，系为咗要将我哋带到去公义嘅路上。
If we believe and obey this book, then we will grow in righteousness.
如果我哋相信同埋去服从呢本书嘅话咧，我哋就会喺公义上边长进成长。
Every meeting I've taken, I've spoken about this book because this is the training manual in righteousness.
咁我会喺每一次嘅聚会里边，我都会提呢本书，因为呢本书咧就系我哋喺公义上面嘅培训手册。
And so you need to be somebody who is skilled in the word of righteousness.
咁所以咧，你要去熟练呢一本书里边讲关于公义嘅事情。
Our attitude to the scriptures is an indication of our hungering and thirsting for righteousness.
咁呢一段经文咧，就好似系代表咗咧，我哋对公义嘅嗰种嘅饥渴慕义。
But there's a contrast here. Those who hunger and thirst and those who are just babies in this.
咁咧就有两个有个对比喺度，有一啲咧就饥渴慕义，但系另一啲咧就好似只不过系婴孩咁嘅状况。
Those who are just babies in this have become dull of hearing.
咁嗰啲好似婴孩嗰啲咧，佢哋嗰个嘅听觉啊，就好似变得迟钝啦。
Have become dull of hearing because they were not always dull of hearing.
佢哋系变得迟钝，越来越迟钝。咁即系话咧，其实佢哋原本咧，并唔系咁迟钝嘅。
And we become dull of hearing in several different ways.
我哋变得即系听不进去咧，系有几种嘅情况会令到我哋变成咁样嘅。
Some of us don't want to hear what God's word is saying because there's sin in our life and it challenges us.
有啲人咧，佢就唔想听圣经里边神嘅说话，因为咧喺生命里边系有呢啲罪咧系被挑战，佢唔想去面对。
But then there are other things that can cause us to become dull of hearing, not really taking in what God is saying.
咁亦都系有其他嘅事情咧，会令到我哋嘅属灵听觉咧系变得好迟钝嘅，咁就。即系接收唔到神嘅说话啦。
So to neglect hearing the word increases dullness of hearing.
咁啊，轻忽神嘅话咧，就会使到我哋嘅听力越嚟越迟钝。
I've been watching you carefully over the last couple of days.
咁我即系喺过去嘅两日里边咧，都有留意大家。
And I haven't noticed anybody yet who's guilty of the two things I'm going to describe.
咁咧就睇下有冇人咧就即係會係喺我一陣間要形容嘅嗰兩樣事上咧，自己係感到有啲嘅內疚嘅，有啲罪疚嘅。
Before I became a pastor, I helped in another church for a short time.
咁喺我做牧師之前咧，我就喺另一間教會嗰度咧就幫手。
And I remember one day the pastor saying to me, because I was preaching that day, watch so and so when you start to preach.
咁有一日咧，嗰個牧師就問我啦，你會開始去講道嘅時候會講啲乜嘢啊？
And after the service, he said to me, "Did you look at so and so?" I said, "Yes." As soon as I started to preach, he went to sleep.
咁佢就話啦，即係當我每次開始去講道嘅時候咧，你就好似開始瞓覺喎。
And he says, "Yes, he is a postman, and he says he works funny hours, and certain times he just goes to sleep."
咁咧，佢話原來咧就可能係其中一個會眾啊，佢咧就話佢係一個郵差，咁就成日都要做嘢嘅，咁所以咧佢就好容易咧喺即係聽到嘅時候咧就會瞓著覺。
But he says, "Isn't it strange? He's awake while we're singing. He's awake, but as soon as you turn to God's word, he goes to sleep."
咁但係好奇怪啦，如果當我哋唱歌啊或者做其他嘢嘅時候咧，佢就會醒翻嘅咯。但係當我哋一去分享神嘅話語咧，佢又會瞓著覺噶啦。
Just make sure the person next to you is awake.
咁咧，我哋要幫手，令到大家咧知道，我隔離嗰個人咧係醒咗嘅而家。
Okay, this man had a spiritual problem.
咁嗱，呢個係咪我一個屬靈上嘅問題咧？
The spiritual problem of not wanting to hear God's word, of dullness of hearing.
咁嗰個屬靈上嘅問題咧，就係其實根本就唔想聽神嘅説話。
We had a time in our church back in England where some of our young people had a different kind of neglect in hearing the word.
咁我哋喺英國嘅教會咧，就即係有一段時間，有啲嘅會眾咧，佢有唔同嘅問題，嗰啲嘅問題咧，都係其實係唔係忽略神嘅説話。
I think of one teenage girl, for example.
咁我就舉個例子咧，就有一個青少年嘅女仔。
We could worship for 2 hours and she'd be there enjoying it.
咁我哋咧可以大家一齐敬拜咧，成两个钟头佢都可以喺度咧，好享受嗰个敬拜嘅。
But the moment you open the Bible to preach, she needed to go to the toilet.
咁但系当你打开本圣经开始讲道嘅时候咧，佢就需要去洗手间噶啦。
In fact, in one sermon, she could go to the toilet 4 times.
咁喺一次嘅讲道里边咧，佢可以去洗手间4次嘅。
I would say to her, either get an operation on your bladder or sort out your life with God.
咁啊，牧師咧就話，即係你需要咧喺你個生命上面咧去做啲手術啊，等你同神之間咧係即係嗰個正確翻啊關係要。
If we're not taking in God's word, we're not going to grow in righteousness.
如果我哋咧唔將神嘅説話放喺我哋生命裏邊咧，我哋喺嗰個秉行公義上邊係唔能夠有長進嘅。
Okay, so we can neglect hearing God's word.
咁所以就係輕忽神嘅説話啦。
Or we can take God's word for granted.
又或者咧，我哋將神嘅説話視為係理所當然嘅。
That is that we sometimes have kind of the hearing that takes in something that doesn't really want to hear it, and so we neglect it.
咁我哋有陣時咧，對於一啲嘢咧，我哋其實根本就唔想聽，所以咧就會變咗係輕忽佢噶啦。
We don't apply it to our own lives.
我哋唔會將佢喺我哋生命上應用出嚟。
We know the Bible says quite clearly you should do this.
咁聖經裏邊咧就講得好清楚啦，你應該做呢啲嘢。
Or that quite clearly the Bible says you shouldn't do that.
咁又或者聖經咧好清楚咁樣講咧，就係你唔應該做呢啲嘢。
But we don't apply it to our own lives.
但我哋咧就冇喺我哋嘅生命上应用出嚟。
Sometimes we're great at pointing the finger at everybody else and saying, "Hey, don't you know you shouldn't do this? You shouldn't."
咁有陣時咧，
we do it ourselves.
有陣時我哋就將嗰個手指咧就指住人哋咧，嗱，你唔應該做呢啲，唔應該做呢啲，但係咧就冇用嚟指住我哋自己。
If I let you into a secret, do you promise not to tell my wife?
咁如果我講啲秘密俾你聽咧，你要應承我唔好講俾我太太聽。
Do you promise?
你应唔应承啊？
A few years ago, I had an infection in my right ear.
几年前咧，我就右边嘅耳仔咧发炎啊。
I had to have an operation.
咁我就要做一个手术。
And I lost some of the hearing in this ear.
咁我就右边嘅耳咧，因此而失去咗一部分嘅听觉。
I became dull of hearing。
咁所以咧，我咪即系听力迟钝咯，变咗。
Now this is what you haven't to tell my wife。
咁嗱呢度呢一样咧，你就唔使讲俾我太太听嘅。
It's really strange what you do hear and what you don't hear。
咁所以即系你会听到啲乜，同埋听唔到啲乜咧，其实好奇怪嘅。
You know, if she says to me, "Oh, would you like to do the washing up now?"
咁例如佢讲，你可唔可以而家帮手去洗啲嘢啊？
Or the dustbins need emptying.
哦，或者要需要倒垃圾。
Do you know I've this infection has really affected my ear?
咁呢个即系呢一个耳朵感染咧，实在系影响咗我嘅听力啦。
But if she whispers, "Would you like me to make your favorite food for dinner?"
咁但系如果佢好温柔咁讲咧，你想唔想今晚咧，我煮你最中意食嘅嘢俾你做晚餐啊？
Well, of course, this ear is still very good.
咁我呢边嘅耳嘅听力仲系好好噶嘛？
But we're like that with the Word of God.
咁我哋对神嘅说话咧，有阵时都系咁样。
We are selective in what we hear.
我哋去拣听啲乜嘢嘢。
We take in what we want to take in. We reject what we want to reject.
我哋去听嗰啲咧，我哋想听嘅，唔中意听嗰啲就唔要。
But you cannot do that.
咁但系你唔可以咁样做噶。
You are becoming dull of hearing.
你咁咧就会变得听力迟钝。
And you will not grow in righteousness.
而你喺公义上亦都唔会有长进。
Not only that, we become dull of hearing when we ignore obeying the word of God.
跟住咧就系话，当我哋如果咧系轻忽去遵从神嘅说话嘅话咧，咁我哋嘅听力都会变得迟钝嘅。
James chapter 1 and verse 22 says, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves."
雅各书一章二十二节就话啦，只要你们只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
Sometimes people say to me, "God is no longer speaking to me."
咁有啲人咧，有时就同我讲啦，神而家咧唔再同我讲说话噶啦。
I read God's word, but it never seems to say anything to me.
我都有睇神嘅说话噶，不过好似咧，佢已经唔再同我讲嘢啦。
But then I often find out if I talk to them in some depth that God has spoken to them about something, God has challenged them about something, and they have refused to do what God was saying.
咁但系当我同佢哋倾得深入啲嘅时候咧，我发现其实神咧系有讲一啲说话咧喺佢生命上面作出一啲挑战嘅，但系咧佢哋自己咧系拒绝嘅。
Are you a listener to God's word preached like this?
咁你听神嘅说话嘅时候，系咪一个咁样嘅聆听者咧
？There was a preacher, and he preached a sermon one day, and he thought, "If anybody in the congregation needs to respond to this, it's him."
咁咧有一位嘅讲道者啦，佢就话啦，如果咧喺呢一度嘅会众里边，任何有边一位咧需要去回应到神嘅说话嘅话咧，咁嗰个咧就系我自己啦。
And on the way out, him, I'll give him a name, Joe. Joe said to the pastor, "You really told them this morning, pastor."
咁其中一位会众就叫做阿 Joe， 系咪？佢就出嚟，佢就话阿牧师，你真系讲中咗我嘅问题啦。
And the pastor was very frustrated because he hadn't told them, he told Joe.
咁嗰个牧师咧就好沮丧，因为咧佢冇话俾佢哋知，就净系话咗俾阿 Joe 知。
So the pastor decided he'd preach the same sermon next week.
咁所以嗰个嘅牧师咧就决定佢喺下个星期咧都要再次讲多次呢一次嘅道。
And so he preached exactly the same sermon.
咁佢咧就讲同一样嘅道。
And on the way out, Joe said to him, "You're right, Pastor. They need it to hear it again, and you really told them."
咁阿 Joe 咧就同牧师讲啦，牧师啊，冇错啦，正确啦，你应该系要重复再讲多一次嘅，因为佢哋系需要听嘅。
The next Sunday came round.
咁就下个礼拜嚟到啦。
The weather was terrible. All things were going wrong. Nobody turned up for church.
咁咧个天气就好坏啊，咁就冇人出现喎喺教会度。
Except Joe.
除咗阿 Joe.
And the pastor thought, I'll preach the same sermon again. He'll get it this time.
咁个牧师就谂啦，我都系会咧重复再讲多一次道嘅，因为咧会再听到嘅。
So with a congregation of one, the pastor faithfully preached the same sermon.
咁咧，所以虽然只系得一个会众，但系咧嗰位牧师咧都仍然咧好有信心咁样咧就继续去讲嗰篇道。
Now we thought, what is he going to say to me on the way out this time?
咁所以就会谂啦，到底佢系会同我讲啲乜嘢呢
？Joe shook hands with the pastor。
咁啊 ，Joe 咧就同个牧师握手。
And this is what he said。
咁佢就咁样讲啦。
If they'd have been here today, you would have really told them, Pastor。
咁如果佢哋今日喺度咧，你就会系要同佢哋讲呢一番说话啦。
That's supposed to be funny。
咁系咪好好笑咧
？You see。He thought it was for everybody else, but never for him.
Oh, 即系阿 Joe 咧就认为咧呢啲说话咧其实咧唔系俾我听嘅，系俾其他人听嘅，所以应该系其他人听，唔系我听。
The penny is slowly dropping. Okay, well, you mustn't be like that.
咁所以咧，我哋就唔好好似佢咁啦。
You mustn't be hearers only.
咁咧就我哋就唔好好似佢哋咁样去听嘢。
You've got to apply it to your own life.
我哋咧需要将神嘅说话咧系应用喺我哋嘅生命上边。
Right, I've got 5 minutes in which to do 9 points. Okay.
咁我哋五分钟要讲九点、哦。
Not only did these people dull of hearing, but dull of hearing made them dependent upon others.
咁呢啲人咧，佢唔单止系听力迟钝啦，佢哋仲会变成依赖咗别人添。
Because verse 12 says, by this time you should have been. What does it say?By this time, you should. What?
You
ought to teach. You ought to be teachers. Yes, thank you.
因为喺第十二节嗰度咧就话，而家咧你应该系要做教师噶啦，你本该作师傅。
But you need somebody to teach you.
但系仲要人哋教你喎，而家。
In other words, by this time, you ought to be able to explain things to younger Christians.
咁即系话咧，喺而家呢个时候咧，你应该系有嗰个能力咧，就即系同一啲比较年轻嘅基督徒，或者系比较信主冇咁耐嘅基督徒咧，去解释真理嘅。
Not everybody can be a teacher or a preacher。
唔系话每个人都可以做一个牧师啦，或者一个讲道者啦。
But everybody should be able to explain their faith to others。
咁但系每个人咧，其实都有能力咧，将自己嗰个信仰咧，系向人哋去解释嘅。
But these Christians to whom the letter of Hebrews is written were going backwards.
咁但系咧呢个希伯来书里边讲到嘅嗰啲信徒咧，其实佢哋就后退啦。
They wanted to be children again.
佢哋好想做翻细路仔。
They wanted, I was going to say they wanted to be spoon-fed.
佢哋好想人哋喂佢食嘢。
They wanted to be spoon-fed. They wanted everything to be put in their mouth like a little baby.
咁佢想咧好似 BB 仔一样咧，人哋一羹一羹咁样嚟到喂佢。
None of us like to be told to grow up.
咁但系唔系噶，其实我哋咧系需要成长嘅。
None of us like to be told to act your age.
冇人咧会中意话俾人哋听咧，即系你嘅行为好幼稚啊。
But that's exactly what the writer of the Hebrews was saying to these people.
咁但系其实咧，希伯来书嘅作者咧就系同呢班人咁样讲啊。
When we become dull of hearing, we stop maturing.
咁就系当我哋听力迟钝嘅时候咧，我哋就会停止咧去成长。
And so we need to grow up.
咁所以我哋需要成长。
And we need to go on to maturity.
我哋亦都要需要咧系迈去进到成熟嘅地步。
Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1 says, "Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on."To perfection.
咁喺希伯来书嗰度咧，就话俾我哋听咧，我哋唔好再喺度咧讨论关于呢一啲嘅教义嘅事情，而系咧我哋要咧起嚟咧系迈向成熟嘅地步。
The word perfection means maturity.
咁我哋咧要对于迈向成熟咧有一种嘅热爱喺度。
And he lists 6 things that are so basic we ought to have gone on beyond those so we can go on to maturity.
咁佢咧就写咗六样好基本嘅嘢啦。咁凭住呢六样基本咧，我哋就可以迈向成熟啦。
The first is repentance from dead works。
第一咧就系懊悔死行。
Repentance means to change your mind that leads to a change in direction。
咁咧懊悔嘅意思咧就即系话要改变你嘅思想啦，同埋改变你嘅方向。
And dead works are the works that people did before they're a Christian, which lead to spiritual death.
咁死行嘅意思咧，就即系话嗰啲人佢未信主咧，佢就会做好多嘅行善嘅事情，但系其实呢啲事情咧，只会将佢带到去死亡嘅啫。
So that's the first thing. The second is faith towards God.
第二点咧就系信靠神。
Perhaps best translated, faith in God.
咁或者最好嘅翻译咧就系话喺对喺神里边有信心。
What it is to be able to trust in a living God.
咁呢个就系相信信靠我哋呢个永活嘅神。
The next is instructions about baptisms。
第三点咧就系各样嘅洗礼。
Baptisms is plural。
呢个洗礼咧，佢就系一个众数嚟嘅。
There are different kinds of baptisms in the Bible。
咁喺圣经里边咧就有唔同嘅洗礼嘅。
Some of them are wet and some of them are dry。
有一啲咧就系湿嘅，有一啲系干嘅。
To be baptized in water,
咁有啲咧就系即系浸喺水里边嘅
，is a sign of being dead and buried and raised to a new life in Christ.
咁呢浸喺水里边咧就代表即系已经系即系向罪死啦，就起嚟嘅时候咧就系有一个新嘅生命向住神嘅。
To be baptized in the Holy Spirit is to receive the power that the Spirit can bring in our life.
咁而喺神嘅圣灵里边去浸嘅话咧，就系代表咧系接受神俾我哋嘅嗰个嘅圣灵嘅能力。
And then there's the laying on of hands.
咁然后咧就仲有按手之礼
，which means identification with somebody.
咁咧呢个咧就系代表系同人嗰个认同啊。
In the Old Testament, they laid hands on animals that were being sacrificed, identifying their sin with the dead animal to die.
旧约圣经嘅时候咧，当佢哋献祭之前咧，佢就会按手喺嗰个嘅牲畜上面，咁咧就用嗰个牲畜咧，好似嚟到代表咗佢哋自己咁样。
In the New Testament, they laid hands on new converts.
咁喺新约圣经咧，佢就会即系按手喺新嘅信徒身上啦。
They laid hands on missionaries before they sent them out.
咁或者系按手喺宣教士身上咧，喺差派佢哋出去之前咧，就按手喺佢哋身上嘅。
Laying hands is also an impartation of blessing, as in praying for the sick.
咁而按手咧，亦都代表咗系祝福啦，同埋系为到病人祷告嘅。
Then there's the resurrection of the dead.
咁跟住咧就有死人复活啦。
Jesus Christ being the first fruits of the resurrection.
耶稣咧就系死人复活当中嘅首生，系初熟嘅果子。
There's the resurrection of the Christians and the resurrection of the non-Christians.
咁咧就有分基督徒嘅复活同埋非基督徒嘅复活嘅。
And then there's eternal judgment.
咁跟住咧就有永远嘅审判。
A reminder that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
咁我哋要记住咧，就系有一日咧，我哋都会系喺主耶稣面前咧系受到审判嘅。
But an understanding.Of the awful sense of the final judgment.
咁我哋咧都要去即系明白到咧，永远嘅审判咧，本身系一件好好严重、好有威严嘅事情嚟噶。
Okay, we race through those six so quickly. Some of you I couldn't even write them down quickly enough.
咁咧就我哋好快咁讲咗嗰几点啦，希望大家都能够写得切啦。
But the writer to the Hebrews says these are so basic.You should have moved on from these.
咁希伯来书嘅作者咧就话呢啲咧就好基本嘅，咁你应该要即系离开呢啲嘅开端。
Not that you forget about them. Sorry. Not that you forget about these things.
唔系话要你忘记咗呢啲嘢佢。
When I was about 3 years old, I learnt my alphabet.
哦、当我是大概三岁的时候我就开始学字母。
I could say A, B, C, D.
咁我识得讲 A, B, C, D.
I still use the alphabet.
咁我到今时今日仍然会用嗰啲字母噶嘛。
I write words with it.
因为我用佢嚟写字嘛。
Sometimes big words.
咁有阵时就要写啲好大嘅字添。
I don't usually stand in front of a congregation with a microphone in my hand and say A, B, C, D.
咁我而家唔会企喺个会众面前拎住个麦喺度讲 A, B, C, D 噶嘛。
But I haven't forgotten them. I use them. They're the foundation for everything else that I write and speak.
咁但系我依然系冇忘记呢啲字母噶，因为咧我系需要应用佢哋嚟到咧去讲一啲更加有意义、更加高层次嘅说话噶。
And you should be able to take those six things as so foundational. You understand all about them. You can teach them to anybody.
咁所以呢六点咧系一啲最基本嘅嘢，你可以你系即系需要咧，佢系永远咁样记喺你嘅心里边，以至咧你都可以去同人哋分享嘅。
And then you should be able to move on from there to the deeper things of God.
咁但系呢个只系一个开端，你要去到一个喺神里边咧更加深嘅层次。
Because the writer to the Hebrews says, "And this we will do if God permits."
咁所以咧，所以希伯来书嘅作者就话呢啲神咧系若许可咧，我哋系会去做嘅。
In other words, we have a dependency upon God.
咁即系话咧，我哋系要依赖神。
God causes us to mature.
是神呢使到我们呢可以生长和成熟的。
God causes the growth.
神是令到我们生长的。
So let me ask you this morning, are you hungry and thirsty for more of God?
所以今早上我就问大家了，你们是否呢渴求得着神更多呢？
Are you hungry and thirsty for righteousness?
你是不是对公义呢是饥渴无义呢？
Are you as fervent in your reading, studying and listening to the preaching of God's word as you've always been?
你是不是如往常一样咁热切咁样读圣经、查考圣经同埋听到呢？
Are you determined to press on to maturity?
你是不是决定要竭力追求到成熟的地步呢？
We need to make sure that we are thirsting for righteousness and never satisfied with the milk of the word of righteousness.
我们必须是要确保我们是渴求公义，而且永远都不会满足于只是吃仁义道理的奶。
You see, this morning you're one or the other. This morning you are one or the other. You are either thirsting for righteousness.
咁所以今朝早咧，就你就会系是但一种人啦。
Or just satisfied with being a baby.
咁第一种咧就系饥渴无义嘅人，第二种咧就系满足于做一个婴孩嘅人。
So which are you?
咁你系边一种咧？